A homegrown startup is on track to make the first gene therapy available in the United States. WHYY's Jessica McDonald reports on Spark Therapeutics' efforts to treat a rare form of inherited blindness with a single injection.
Patients born without a key gene in the eye eventually go blind as their rod photoreceptors wither and die. This week, Spark Therapeutics, a spin-off company of the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, announced that its Phase 3 clinical trial using an injected virus to restore the gene was successful. The company's CEO is Jeffrey Marazzo, the son of WHYY's president. So far, details are few, and the findings have not yet been peer-reviewed. But Julia Haller, ophthalmologist-in-chief at the Wills Eye Hospital and an unpaid consultant on the project, says the results are a huge advance.
It was one thing to have one or two children who were able to see, you know, in the early days of the trial, showing that maybe it could work in a couple of cases. This is a Phase 3 trial.
It's the last testing step before FDA approval.
It was like hitting it out of the ballpark. The data was very, very impressive.
Jean Bennett is a professor of ophthalmology at Penn and one of the trial investigators. She says the main evaluation assessed how well patients who received the gene therapy moved through an obstacle course in dim light.
When I see one of these individuals able to navigate the course, it puts tears in my eyes to be able to actually witness this remarkable improvement in their vision.
Overall, the patient's visual acuity did not improve, although Bennett says this was not an expected outcome. The first scientific presentation of the results is set for this weekend in Paris at the Retina Society's annual meeting. I'm Jessica McDonald, WHYY News.